We have a dispatch now from near the front lines of Israel's latest military offensive in Gaza. It's in Khan Yunis, where Israeli troops are in combat with Hamas, trying to crush the militant group and find its leaders who planned the October 7th attack on Israel. NPR producer Anas Baba went there yesterday. He and NPR's Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv have this report.
Anas Baba got a ride into Khan Yunis in a vintage pickup truck, the only kind of car that can run on vegetable oil, with gasoline in short supply.
I'm heading now using a Peugeot truck 504, made in 1973. At the moment, we entered the entrance of Khan Yunis city. It looks like a ghost city.
He saw residents fleeing.
The only thing that you can see is maybe every 5 to 10 minutes, a car that's holding all of the belongings from the mattresses, blankets, water, and canned food, and stuck in at least 15 person inside of a sedan, or maybe a donkey cart with the same image.
He arrived in Khan Yunis as a nearby explosion caked him in dust. He arrived at a pile of rubble where a multi-story building used to stand. Crews there said the residents had already evacuated, but there had been two people inside, now presumed to be buried under the rubble. With Israel battling militants, residents have poured into places like universities and the Nasser Medical Complex.
I'm sitting at the moment inside Nasser Hospital. Hundreds of families, mostly they are women, sheltering each corner of the whole. Even the parking lot, every single inch in Nasser Hospital is occupied with displaced people. Like a metro station in one of the busiest countries in the world. Hussam is one of those women that's just like sheltering inside of the hole. She's trying to make one of the small babies go to sleep. She's sitting on a mattress. Her daughter is sleeping next to her.
She says the kids cry. They don't understand war or anything. You can be patient, but the kids can't. She's been sheltering here inside the hospital for weeks. She said in Ukraine, when a child or woman was killed, the whole world stood up for them. Here, women and children, their blood is spilled and bodies are dismembered in the streets, but no one answers our pleas. Where are the Arab countries? This is a historic disgrace. Gaza health officials say more than 18,000 Palestinians have been killed, mostly women and children. That number does not distinguish between combatants and civilians. The hospital's mosque loudspeaker called out to those sheltering there to donate blood. They're overwhelmed with patients. Many were bussed in from northern Gaza after heavy fighting there in the first weeks of Israel's ground invasion. Now Israel has expanded its offensive to Khan Yunis, and the hospital finds itself near the front lines of the heaviest fighting, receiving even more patients. Dr. Samer Mansour is the head nurse of the intensive care unit.
You can imagine, we have 300 beds and 1,200 victims here in Nasser Hospital.
1,200 patients, many of whom are on mattresses on the floor, with supplies running low.
No syringes, no needles, no abdominal gauze, no medication, no narcotic medication, medication for sedation.
Nasser Hospital had been a hub for Palestinian journalists reporting on the war. It had internet, water, electricity, a safe place to file stories after covering a bombing. But now most journalists have evacuated. The Gaza Health Ministry told NPR about 40 medical staffers have evacuated in the past week, too.
This evacuation because the fear of recurrence of a Shifa hospital scenario. I think this is the main point for them, the fear.
A Shifa hospital, Gaza City's main hospital, was occupied by Israeli troops several weeks ago. The military says it found weapons there and tunnels under the hospital complex. Now the United Nations says Israeli troops have zeroed in on another hospital in northern Gaza.
What about the situation about you, yourself? Are you going to stay here if something happened to Nasser, like the Israeli troops are all around the hospital?
I'm here in the ICU with those patients living, lying on beds with mechanical ventilator support. I can't leave because they will die.
Anas says before he left the city, there was gunfire and he saw a woman had fallen in the street about 50 yards outside the hospital. the hospital staff rushed her inside. She was declared dead. No one knew her name. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv, with Anas Baba in Khan Yunis.